we certainly did feel quite the hit. Of course, not as damaging and devastating as some of our neighbors in the Hudson Valley. We do know, though, that the total federal assistance for public sector repairs after the storm, really, at the end of January, or excuse me, July of this year, was about $5.7 million in aid. So we saw our fair share of damage, but most of that damage has been repaired, and certainly we continue to learn from the experience.
What have you learned? God forbid this storm, should a storm like Irene would ever hit again, how would you prepare differently if that ever did happen?
Well, I don't know that it's so much preparing differently, but just strengthening our communications tools. Certainly, our use of United Way's 211 helped residents get information, much-needed information. This year, we're launching an online communication tool called Dutchess Delivery, where residents will have a direct both text and email information sent to them. So if they're interested, a resident would merely visit the county website at dutchessny.gov, sign up, and during a storm situation could receive storm alerts. I mean, we know that kind of communication is necessary. If electricity is out or cable is out, being able to use handheld devices, Blackberries, iPads, iPhones, that sort of technology to get information directly to residents is necessary. Beyond that, you know, as part of our repair, in particular to public damage, infrastructure, roads, bridges, we try to incorporate mitigation measures so that if we are hit by a storm again, then at least we wouldn't see the same areas sustaining the same kind of damage.
How would you assess FEMA's response to what happened in your county? How did they react?
Well, I think pretty well. I mean, Dutchess had a unique situation. The state of New York's emergency management office was actually flooded, so they, with FEMA, had to move to the Dutchess County emergency response office, where much of the assistance and administration was coordinated. So we had a direct link with both SEMO and FEMA, and I think overall we saw a good response. The state and Governor Cuomo were very responsive and helpful during the storm and the aftermath. I think the governor's commitment really to not only mobilize the administrative end of support, but just really the hands-on repair and restoration was necessary. And you know, for us, as I said, we had a great working relationship with both the state and federal responders. As always, you know, sometimes bureaucracy gets in the way, and we certainly hope that the federal government continues to learn from its experience and can just make some of the red tape a little bit easier to get through. But overall, I can't say that Dutchess County had any particular complaint. There are certainly private residences that just didn't see enough resources to restore, you know, individual damage to where it was before the storm. You know, that's not unheard of. But generally speaking, the response was quick, it was effective, and we saw a great amount of restoration, at least to a degree that was satisfactory to us.